The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
ass. Hey, watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for July 24th. I'm sorry, this is not July 24th. This is when the note was written. This is September 22nd, 2009. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker of cookies, and the tailor of fine armors, is Elgin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How are you doing today, Elgin?
Not bad for Tuesday.
Not bad for Tuesday.
Tomorrow is going to be even better.
Yep, tomorrow we got a lot of stuff coming out in the game. Being able to save your house layouts, going to be new rooms.
I don't think that's up yet, but you can put stuff into crates.
I thought the house layout thing was coming out tomorrow. I could be wrong.
No, but it will be coming, and that's going to be really big. I mean, all the designers are like overjoyed, because what's going to happen is you can save the layout of your place. Or let's say you build a pool table. You can save the layout and then recreate that pool table someplace else.
Is it going to be individual groupings like that, or
it's going to be a file that you can throw into any, you know, like an Excel program, database type thing, and you can, you know, remove what you don't want and keep what you do. So you can remove everything but those items.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean,
I was unaware of that.
They're talking about it in the home show, I believe, or maybe it was
the Baratheon home show.
Or the developers roundtable, I can't remember.
Right.
There's one person that's already trying to develop an interface that will take those files.
Excellent.
But that's not the only thing you can do. You will be able to rotate your objects, the pitch. And
now, it's my understanding that that's pretty much going to have to be a manual type thing, isn't it? Or is that now that you can actually do it manually?
No, you'll have to do it in the code. But eventually, I mean, in the line itself, you can be able to take something that goes on the wall and change the rotation and the pitch and put it on the floor.
That'd be very cool. I would love that.
Or take a rug and put it on the wall. Turn it upside down. Put it on the ceiling.
I would love that. There's a lot of rugs out there that I would actually like to use as tapestries. Like the here, I'm sitting on top of one. I'm inspecting here. The Southarian ornamental rug, the red one. I would love to be able to, you know, make like a stage situation and have that up as a curtain. You know, have red curtains and crap like that. That would be kind of cool.
Well, it's gonna be really interesting. I mean, you know, you'll put an object on the wall, and then you'll save your setup, and you'll go into the text file, and you'll be able to find the object, and then by changing the rotation or the pitch, you'll be able to turn it flat.
And then
you'll probably have to go back into the text file itself to move it down to the floor, and because it's XY coordinates and stuff.
Right.
It's not that hard to figure out. I mean, I'm sure some people are going to have
I was just going to say, this is not going to be for the novice.
No.
Because you're probably going to end up sending something through the floor and you'll never find it again.
Yes, you can. You can still do backslash house and collect an item.
Right, you'll but if you send like one out of 56 of the same items through the bottom, well, you know, which one do you pick
true.
Up?
Well, you can always look into the list and see which one is a negative.
So anyway, I need to finish what I was reading off here. As a friendly reminder, if you want to join the mayhem, you can hop onto our in-game chat channel. That's eq2.ogr. I'm sorry, that's eq2.guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, you can go to kithacore.org. There, now I'm done.
Okay. But I've been reading the forum, and a few people, I forgot who, and I'm sorry to them for not mentioning them. They're working on an interface where it will make changing the pitch and stuff or rotation a little bit easier for those who are challenged. So we'll have to see how that plays out and what sort of interface he comes up with. But these will be text files saved on your own system, and then you just bring them up and load them. Sort of like, you know, how we've got different when you create a character, you can save that character on your system and bring it up later to design. Basically the same sort of principle. But Rothgar is it looks like the head lead on this. He's the one posting the most on it.
Rothgar! We love Rothgar.
So I don't think that made it into this time. I mean, I'll double check.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
I didn't see it in the game notes. And the update notes are up on the board as far as what is coming in for the Shards of Destiny tomorrow. And I know we're getting the extra room, and we're getting the to the houses tomorrow.
And we're getting a dead deity!
Oh, I know.
Illiteracy down! Grab the paddles! Charge! 30 joules!
And there's going to be world events going on in, I want to say, Lava Star, Lobby Plains, Zek. Forgot where else. They're rebuilding the spires. So you will definitely want to get out and partake of that.
I thought we already have spires.
Well, there's no spires in these places.
Oh,
Antonica,
so okay.
Common Lands, let's see. Antonica, Common Lands, Thundering Steps, Nyctulus Forest, Enchanted Lands, Zek, Orkish Wastes, Feerot, Everfrost, Lava Storm, Loping Plains. There'll be a variety of rewards available to players who assist in the project. So basically, it's like, you know, building the spires that we did before in Thundering Steps, and where, you know, you got to go out and gather stuff to help create and all that.
Well, yeah, like the same thing we did with the guild halls.
Mm-hmm. So, but there'll be some goodies for you to get. And then, of course, the Shard of Hate, which starts, at least I know for the good side, it starts in Antonica, out where the original Sisters of Aurelius Mar were at, over by the Druid Ring.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a quest probably out there to start the whole thing.
All right.
The only thing I didn't see, and I'm really disappointed, and I'm sad, is the Timeless Heroes portraits.
Yeah, we still haven't heard anything on those Timeless Heroes
portraits. Akira said that she's seen them, and they're supposed to be coming out in the update, but there's nothing in the update notes that says they're there. I'm sad.
We'll find out. Okay, before we bring out our guest, we do have a couple of announcements to make. Birthdays! We have two very special birthdays this week that I'm aware of, anyway. I mean, if you had a birthday in the last week or coming up soon, by all means, let me know and we'll haul out the trolls for you. But very special birthdays this week. Brass from thebrass.com and Domino, the Trace Kill dev. So happy birthday to them, and let's bring out the trolls! the hell are my trolls? Where are the trolls?
I don't know. Did you,
Got them!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Okay, I'm also being told that it's also Xanadai and True Flight's daughter's birthday. Gabrielle just celebrated her 11th birthday and will probably be joining us in EQ2 very soon. So, happy birthday to Gabrielle, that is True Flight and Xanadai's 11-year-old daughter.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
All right, and we're back. So, happy birthday, Domino, Brass, and Gabrielle, or Gabby, as we like to call her. All right. Well, we have a guest this week. Did you know that?
We do.
We do. We are continuing our series called Know Your Role and Shut Your Damn Mouth. Here on the Justice Living Show, we are joined this week by Rainmare, and we're going to talk all about High Elves. Hello, Rainmare.
Hello and greetings.
How are you doing today?
Doing just fine.
All right. So you think you're the know-it-all on High Elves, huh?
Indeed I am.
You are.
I studied this subject for a very long time.
All right. Well, you told me before the show that you brushed up and you listened to some of the podcasts from the interviews we've had recently, so you're prepared for just about anything?
Just about anything.
All right.
Give me your best shot.
All right, folks, so if you we're going to ramble for a little bit here. If you have any questions for Rainmare, by all means, send me a private tell or shoot it in the OGR channel. All right. So first off, I have a question.
All right.
As a high elf, can you please elaborate for everyone just why you're better than everyone else?
Because we're the nobles. We're the first of Tunair's children. If that doesn't make us better than everybody else, what does? We are the chosen of a god.
Mm-hmm. And what are your feelings toward your wood elf brothers? Or cousins, I should say.
They're useful at times. And they do make some very wonderful acquaintances and friends and allies. But they're not code at all.
So what you're saying is we're beneath you, is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Alright, so let me ask you this. How does it feel to have an arrow in your ass?
I've had many arrows in my ass, thanks for that.
Well, all right.
Your line of questioning.
Okay, now as we discussed when our lovely Dark Elves were here a few weeks back, the first king and queen were abducted by Inaruk. What is
that
your
was
what?
A blow to our pride.
What's that?
That was a blow to our pride there.
Mm-hmm. Abducted, twisted, mutilated, and became the tear doll.
Abominations that they are.
How do you feel about that?
If it were up to me, personally, I would go to Nereak right now and eradicate that city. I'd raise it to the ground.
I see. So you don't think dark elf chicks are hot at all?
Of course not. They're dark-skinned, they're treacherous, lecherous little wenches. You can't trust one for more than 5 seconds without worrying about a knife in your back.
Well, I can see. I do disagree on that point. I've had very many dark elf friends, and And I have raised Nariak to the ground, I mind you. Something apparently the High Elves couldn't get done themselves.
No. Why do you think we let you do it?
Oh, I see. So, you know, I've known them for more than 5 seconds and not gotten a... I got a knife in my back. Of course, True Flight from the Legion of Kithagor here has a deep hatred of Dark Elves, so of course he agrees with you.
Naturally.
No fun.
You should agree with me.
No fun at the Maiden's Fancy for you, True Flight. Elkman, do you have any questions for our guest here?
What do you think of the High Elf sitting now?
New Tunaria?
Yeah.
It's a disgrace. It has fallen into disgraceful times. I cannot believe that Lenya has allowed to happen what has happened there.
With the vampires, even.
Well, vampires we can deal with. It's Lenya's... She's cut us off from our home. That's a Kotodal city, not a Rendodal city.
You are an outsider to them, my friend!
Yes, and I'm not pleased with that.
You Kotodal all during the rending, just up and left, chickened out, while the current inhabitants of New Tenaria decided to stick it out and, you know, defend their city and get overrun by vampires.
Mm-hmm. Mayong's twisted words.
Well, you know the queen has been captured, too.
Yes, I've met the queen. I've talked with her about that particular subject. And while I don't disagree on her theories on what Mayong is up to, but I do have to admire the fact that even though she knows she's been played, she's willing to stay there to make sure Mayong doesn't further distort New Tunaria.
Yeah. You have to grant her that. Such a sad state.
It was cleverly done.
But you gotta admit, it is a great looking city.
Well, of course it is. We built it. How could it not be a great looking city? Done in marble and gold?
You didn't build crap. You know you outsourced it.
No, we built...
High Elves getting their hands dirty, come on!
Well, we didn't get our hands dirty. That's what our mages are for.
Ah, I see.
They probably had all those golem guys, those statue guys do it.
Our mages had their golem constructs. Our enchanters had their duplicate illusions. They did all the hard work. They did the manual labor. We sat back and drank wine.
Figures.
That's just the way, you know, we work. That's why we have you guys in Kellithon, out in the forest. You guard the forest for us, so we don't have to worry about patrols.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what do you think of the Fae neighbors now?
The Fae are... Well, they're pests for the most part, but some of them do have their uses, and I'll have to admit, their practical jokes are rather funny.
Now, see, that's the difference between Erudite and High Elf, but besides the pointy ears...
Don't get me started on them.
I believe the High Elves actually have a sense of humor, where the Erudites, not so much.
Oh, don't get me started on those little wretched humanoid.
Actually, I am going to get you started on them. Well, what is your opinion of the Erudites?
They are children playing with a gun.
They say that they are superior to you.
Superior to the Kotodal. I have two words for superiority for the Kotodal. The whole.
Yes,
they couldn't understand. They blew half their continent to the moon. And yet they still claim superiority.
Well, it's my contention, actually, that the Erudites are the ones that blew up Luklan.
I would probably agree with that assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Them are the gnomes. I could see the gnomes doing it. But I would probably wager that it was an erudite messing with the Dresselis crystal, trying to tap into its power that he knows he probably couldn't possibly comprehend nor control in the first place.
Hmm.
I've gotten quite a few tells of private messages here saying that you, sir, have indeed angered a few people out there, and you should watch your back.
I have nothing to fear.
Nothing to fear. All right.
Tuner will protect me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm not buying that one. Tuner and I don't exactly have speaking terms right now. So, oh God, I just got a tell from a dark elf saying that you're gonna get hurt.
I've bested my share of dark elves in combat.
Mm-hmm. And she's a girl too.
No matter, she's a tear doll.
Oh God, now I'm getting tells from the gnomes. Oh,
well,
boy.
Gnomes are useful.
Come
they
on,
have
guys.
Their
stirred up the gnomes.
Come on, guys. You use the guk.ogr, the OGR channel on the Guck server, and threaten this guy out loud. Don't just go through me. I mean, I could just sit here all day and go, hey, you just angered this guy. You know?
They're saying the channel that they thought Tuner had dumped the high elves for the Fae.
Oh, no, they didn't. No, she didn't dump the high elves for the Fae. The Fae are like the new child. They're the baby. They're the infant. Of course they're going to get a good bit of the attention now. But we're the eldest. We know our place. And mm-hmm. we know how much we're up.
I see. I can just imagine just a mass of dark elves, Fae, gnomes, Uridites, all these guys just lining up outside your house now. And that's, that's Rainmare on the Oasis server, is it?
Yes, that is.
On the Oasis server. And where do you live exactly?
I live at 5 Erolissi Lane.
There we go. Hey, wait, I live at 5 Erolissi Lane, but not on your server.
Yes, feel free to come like play.
What's that, hon?
So a lot of people like that building.
I like it. It's easy to get to. And it's not patrolled by guards, so if you have any visitors from another city coming in, you know, it's easy for them to get to.
Ah, the Froglocks, though. The Froglocks, I find them to be fine allies. Their taste in cuisine is a little subpar, but they do make wonderful allies.
Hmm.
Although,
yes?
I will say that the Sebelisian resistance has gotten on my nerves slightly.
How so?
Well, first off, the work that they're trying to do doesn't seem very well holding to Mythmar's idea of valor. They're doing some minor problematic things. They're killing some guards, they're poisoning some food, but they're not bothering to rescue any of their allies that are imprisoned. And when they did get found out while I was trying to assist them, they ran and hid and left me to deal with the problem.
Oh, those bastards.
But other than that, the Froglocks in general have been a very stout, noble race. They're, like I said, their cuisine leaves something to be desired. I'm not exactly one for flies. But
yeah,
I
noticed that when the Froglocks were discovered again, they moved into Castleview with you guys.
Yes, they did.
So how does it feel once living in the lush, shining, golden, marbled city of Kelithin, and now you're pretty much living in a slum?
Well,
the Wood Elves are living much better than you.
That was Felwith. Your city wasn't made of marble and gold.
No, I'm talking about you. And now you live in Castleview, which is pretty much a slum. The Wood Elves are living much better than you, my friend.
Well, for your nature loving, yes, you are living much better than we are. I'm not particularly pleased with the arrangements of Castleview, but I think in time, we'll get out of Castleview. We'll be moving to the North Kinos quarter.
I see.
The Queen will eventually realize how, you know, much wiser we are than her present advisors. And
I'm not happy with the Queen. You know, I went in to see her. I went in to see her, and she had the guards throw me out.
Well, that's probably mostly due to that overgrown flea bag that she has for a personal guard.
Okay, so I did, you know, hit on her and ask her to come back to my place, but
that probably helped too with that throwing out part.
She's stuck up.
A little bit. Not overly much for a human, but she is a little stuck up. I think she has to have that attitude mostly because of the outfit they make her wear.
But you have to, breaking kayfabe here, as they say in wrestling, you have to realize, though, that in the world of a fantasy art, the less a woman wears, the better she's armed.
Yes, indeed.
So if this fantasy girl goes out nothing but a string bikini, nothing's going to hurt her.
That's usually the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
And usually somehow in that outfit she has managed to conceal some 4 foot long, 2 foot wide broadsword to beat you with.
Woo! Okay, I do have a question here from your good friend Lara, who wants to know, what do the Kawada doll think of Frostfell?
We find it to be a very pleasant holiday. It's one of the few holidays that we actually celebrate amongst the other races in genuine harmony. We enjoy the gift-giving, we enjoy the time bonding with our fellow elves, and the occasional ability to slap around a tear doll who happens to show up is an added bonus.
Hmm. Alright, so you like Frostfell?
Oh, yes, indeed we do.
Do you like gift-giving? Maybe
yes,
even indeed. Giving gifts to dark elves wearing...
No, we don't give gifts to the tear doll unless it happens to be bladed.
Come on now, Lara is a tear doll.
She's a Frostfell elf. She's just in denial.
You heard it here first, folks. We have absolute positive proof that Lara is a Frostfell elf. Why? Because the high elves say so.
You would even turn down a dark elf in a bikini?
I would turn down a dark elf in a bikini.
I have to disagree with you.
They just cannot be trusted.
I see.
They can be trusted no more than the erudites can. Well, the erudites can be trusted as long as you're not giving them spell books.
Mind me, can you look at the spell book for me? Why, sure. Ooh, I'll just keep this.
That's exactly the way they act. The little newbie mage that wants to run out there and try to cast Ice Comet on a beetle and wonders why it explodes 2 feet in front of him. And I would not be surprised, not surprised in the least, that the most recent Void Invasion has something to do with the Quel'Thulians and that temple they erected.
Okay, I do have a question for you here. By On a Plane from the Antonio Vale server. And he or she, I don't know who, writes, how does this guy feel about Tanera leaving the Bloom of Growth to be protected by Wuxi, a dragon, as opposed to one of her own, quote-unquote, chosen?
Wuxi, however, is an interesting subject to me, because Wuxi, back 500 years ago when we first encountered him, he was quite loyal to the causes of Tunair. He guarded the portal to the Awakening Lands. Now, when we learned of the Bloom being entrusted to him, or her, I don't remember exactly which race or gender that dragon was, but that did give me pause. I was not entirely sure as to whether that was a good idea or not, because dragons are also known to be rather deceitful, power-mongering, wretched creatures. But I have to trust Tunair's judgment on that. He was, after all, the closest to the Awakening Lands, and probably, over time, had much of its power imbued to him naturally being what he is.
I see.
Now he's coveted the flower.
Yes, he has. I spoke with him before, and he's very covetous of that power that he's been granted. But ultimate power does tend to do that.
But he will be destroyed.
He used to be a good dragon.
The flower will be mine!
He'll be subdued. I don't think destroyed.
Poor Wuxi. I love Wuxi. I could always pop through and check and see if he was up and make sure the coast was clear.
Yes.
So he didn't like some people, but he didn't mind me at all.
Oh, yes. Wuxi was very, very loyal to Tuner and to her allies. So if you really had no caring for Tuner like some people, yeah, he had a tendency to be very upset with you when you came through that portal.
It was lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Okay, any more questions from the channel there?
I'm surprised our social life hasn't come up yet already.
You're what?
We're warming up to it.
Okay, let's go ahead and start rolling the ball on that one. So tell me about the High Elf courting.
Courting for High Elves is a very, very meticulous, very long, very drawn-out process amongst our own.
Hmm.
We take very great care and selection in choosing who we spend our time with.
And what do you look for in a woman when you in another high elf woman?
For high elf women, we tend to look for intellect as a very primary example. They have to have some sort of intelligence to show good breeding. Wealth is sometimes looked upon, but that's normally only by the lessers amongst our own. They'll get as a way to move up in social standing. Mages are quite a catch to find.
Hmm.
Particularly enchanters.
I see.
Trust me, there is nothing in the world like being with a Coda Dal enchantress.
Well, if there isn't, she will soon make you think that there is not.
No, that's probably part of it, but that is...
How was I, dear? Well, I don't know. I just... Bing! Oh, you were fucking great.
Angela Cora wants to know if they just have to have birthing hips and be smart.
No. We take very good care of our mates, and we do tend to their wants and their needs, and they tend to ours. We elves share bonds that are stronger than anything that the humans could possibly know.
Fremer has a question. If you're looking at a high elf enchanter, how do you know they're actually a high elf enchanter?
We have our ways to tell. Most elves in teachings, either by learning through the magecraft or through the paladin's training, are trained to pick up on little things like this, especially after the sacking of Felwit.
Mm.
We lost a step there in trying to detect people under illusions and disguises, so since then we've been particularly attentive to those details that tell whether you're really what you are or not.
I see.
So with the sacking was also a bad time for us.
Yep, sacked and forced to live in a slum.
But out of all the...
How the mighty have fallen.
I would think that the Tir Dal and the Coda Dal have a very love-hate relationship when it comes to conflict. We hate each other. There's no doubt there. We despise each other on a racial level. But it's almost the idea that the only real challenge a Coda Dal has is a Tir Dal. They're the only person ruthless enough and smart enough to really put us to a test. So even though we lost Felwith, it was almost like, well, we lost it. At least we lost it to the only race that could possibly have a chance at beating us.
Oh, I see.
It's not like it was overrun by ogres and trolls.
Gotcha. Osrock of the Antonia Vale server asks that he hears that in time, high elves grow bored with their maidens, and they will go those separate ways to find a new lover. What do you think?
No, we mate for life.
Uh-huh.
Until one of us dies, and that, as you know, is not through natural causes of aging. Until one of us dies, we are together. Now, that's, of course, that is once we have committed to someone. Until that point, I would probably agree that that is a general theme, especially amongst the non-Coda Dal that we do encounter.
I see.
And as for Joskar's claim to the throne...
Yes, do you know about Joskar?
Oh yes, I know about Joskar. And he's a pretender to the throne at best. He's got no royal blood in him. We agree on many levels about Felwith and its needing to be liberated, but he's not the one for the throne.
I see. So if Joskar was here right now, you'd thrash him about the face and head with your glove and challenge him to a duel and put him out of his misery.
I probably wouldn't challenge him to a duel or put him out of his misery, but I certainly probably would put him in a jester's outfit and make him dance for a while.
Aha!
The Hyos who betrayed to Niriak? Well, that's a sore spot there. They need to be eliminated, and probably more harshly than the Tir Dal do.
Traitors to the race!
They are traitors, indeed. We do not abide traitors.
That is true.
I'm getting a message here. What type of alcohol do High Elves prefer?
Elven wine.
Of course.
That's just the natural. Now, the Tumpy's tonic, that stuff is good. I have some dwarven friends that have introduced me to some of those ales, and yes, they do make some potent alcohol.
Yes, that's pretty potent stuff.
And what are your feelings toward the Ratanga?
They're interesting. They're an amusing little race. I wouldn't trust one within 10 feet of my money bags.
Oh yeah, and you'd be wise.
Or my personal property, but they do come in handy from time to time. And they're easy to control. They got that long tail. You just grab a hold of it and lift them off the ground.
And then you just flash a shiny in front of them. Look shiny. Now do that, my bidding.
You'd be surprised how many Ratangas you can lure with just a handful of gold coins.
Oh, I'm sure.
And a platinum piece, good lord. You may as well, you've just given yourself a personal army. And after the Dark Elves who betray from Niriak to in Freeport, they come to Kinos. There's no such thing. They are not there of goodwill. They are not there to be on the up and up. They're advancing somebody's plot somewhere.
So just no trust for the Dark Elves whatsoever.
They there's nothing to trust about them.
And if one of them saved your life, then they're just wanting something in return. Is that it?
That's always the case. They only save you, and they only do things for you because there's something in it for them, either somewhere along the line or something immediate.
Okay, so let's say you got hammered one night in a bar, and you woke up with two Dark Elf chicks laying beside you.
I would have to incinerate the clothing I had. I'd have to go to... Actually, I would have to sneak into New Tunaria, because only that water is pure enough for us, and I would have to bathe there probably for at least a good 2 or 3 days. And then spend probably another 2 or 3 days praying to Tunaria for forgiveness.
I see.
That's a horrible mental image.
I don't know, I kind of like that image myself. That's me.
Look, I know that you have your fascinations with the Tir Dal, but hopefully you'll grow out of it in time.
I don't know, Jethro's older than most elves out there.
You're not older than me. Not well, you're a little younger than me, but I'm still somewhat old.
You're just an old man. I have a message here from Katana from the Antonia Vale server who says, "Kiss my lavender ass." And to Katana, I say, "I live at 5 Illyrissi Lane in South Kinos."
Yes, I'll send you to Jethel for that. For that, I'm sure he'll be happy to do that.
Lyra would like to know how you feel about Dark Elf paladins. Can they be paladins? Are they pure and holy enough to be paladins?
Not. They may be pure enough to be paladins, but it depends on the deity in which they serve. For example, Myth Mar's deity portfolio is all about valor and honor. Now, Tir Dal do have their own codes of honor. They're not any codes of honor any civilized people would probably enjoy. And they do show valor in combat. as long as you can consider Dirty Fighting valorous.
Hmm.
So I can assume that Nathaniel Marr may take a few into his flock, but I seriously doubt Junair would accept a tear doll.
Get that damn cough back. Anyway.
It's from being Weldon Tear Doll.
Oh, damn it. Well, wait a minute. I haven't been... This, I'm talking about a cough here. I haven't been with any Tear Doll men.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Some of them may have been coercers. No.
You always have to watch out for that sort of thing. You don't know what they put in that wine that they gave you. Just because you woke up in the bed next to what you thought was a tear doll woman does not mean that the previous evening was not with a male tear doll.
Nice. All right, what else can we ask about the High Elves? High Elves. We already asked about Mutanaria. Now the channel's talking about the Neverending Story movies. Okay.
Oh, hey, Lauren is asking what I think of The Nameless. The Nameless is... Well, there's really not much to know about The Nameless. But what we've learned of Fear and his purpose, I would say that I would probably get along fairly well with The Nameless as far as a deity would be concerned. He would never... take Tunair's place, but I would certainly pay him some tribute.
Hmm. Okay, I'm getting a message here from the test server. If you like intellectual high elves so much, what about clerics? Say like the healing classes. Wouldn't that be an insult to their intelligence to be healers?
It's not really an insult to their intelligence to be healers. They do take their training just as seriously as anyone else does, especially amongst the Kodal. We have high standards, and we keep our clerics, paladins, and mages to those standards without fail. If you are a Kodal cleric, you have done your time, you have passed your trials, and you are very much worthy of respect and interest. And, of course, we all know clerics are very good with their hands. But they still don't compare to an enchantress.
I see.
Because enchantress, they have those body doubles.
Mm-hmm. That they do. So they can, like, double-team you in bed and stuff.
Two for the price of one.
Damn right. So if you are a high elf enchantress, have one of those, what are they called, the personae?
Persona.
Persona. Have a persona. Jethro Silverwing lives at 5 illiteracy lane.
Charge him.
Charge him. Charge him lots. Well, you can't really charge him lots.
I don't think you could afford a Kodal enchantress.
Oh no! Lord, how much do they charge?
Well, I've never had to charge one because I do have a female friend that I enjoy the company of.
I see. But what you're saying is, I just certainly couldn't afford one.
Oh no, you couldn't afford one.
Okay, so we've established what the Tyrodol enchanters are. We just are now establishing a price.
Oh, you could probably...
Oh, Jethel went there! He went there!
Yes, you did go there. And I imagine that there will be an enchantress that will show up soon and will mind-melt you.
I'm going to question here. As a player of a high elf, how are you feeling about the racial revamp going live tomorrow?
I did go and take a look at the racial revamp, and... Actually, I didn't really lose anything that made me kind of, get upset. As a matter of fact, as a paladin, I gained some little buffs here and there, and I didn't really lose anything for my tanking side.
Are you
I lost that ridiculous Fury of Fell with Fire AE, but I gained a mount speed buff, I believe it was.
Ah. Are you one of the new people? Are you one of the people to get the who are raping our tracking abilities?
No. Okay. No, we didn't get tracking.
Are you serious?
So anyone tomorrow who wakes up in Norrath and has a new tracking ability, you are raping the Rangers! No lube!
Oh, you guys are useful for more than that. I enjoy the Rangers for their damage.
Damn right. Missiles of death, I say!
I have had my ass saved a few times by a well-placed arrow.
Good.
And Oozrock wants to know about marshmallows.
Marshmallows?
Yes, we do consider marshmallows to be an elegant dessert.
Really?
Yes.
I was unaware of such things.
Especially when you make the s'mores out of them.
I could just imagine a high elf with a really messy s'more. Trying to eat it properly is just too funny.
Oh my goodness, my arm is all marshmallowish now.
We do indulge in some messy things from time to time, especially when it's in good food. And actually, I think that's the only messy dessert that we really indulge in.
Hmm.
Now, for standard cuisines for us, however, are very high-class, upper echelon. We prefer quails and things like that. Well, deer is all right, but I still
prefer... Too gamey, eh?
Depends on the deer. If you find them in the Greater Feydark, those deer are make excellent, excellent meals. The common lands in Antonica, not so much. Archer of the Woods was very lean pickings.
Well, that's just because of the gnolls, though.
Goddamn gnolls.
That's another race I'd love to set on fire.
Well, I have. Of course, you've heard my song, Burning Blackborough.
Yes, I have.
Only on kithacore.org. Click audio video.
Yes, I highly recommend your songs to anyone who's willing to listen.
Willing to listen?
Well, I've had my chance to try and promote your music, but there are some that simply... I don't know why they don't believe me, but they just don't think that I'm right, that they would like your music. I don't understand it. I'm a Coda doll. Of course, if I choose it, it has to be good.
Okay. Alright, what else do we have for the High Elf? Anyone else have any serious questions?
I've got one.
Okay, what do you got?
Do High Elves do it in the dark or in the light?
Both.
Okay.
But don't you want to have a candle on to see your lovely High Elf Enchantress?
You'd be surprised what those strobic lights that they can summon can do.
Katarina from the Antonia Vale server wants to know what crafts you like to do as a High Elf.
As a High Elf myself, I particularly enjoy armsmithing. That is my chosen trade. I do love to work the forge. But most of us, especially amongst the caster classes, they prefer jewel making and jewelry.
Not like origami or...
Oh, no. That's for the erudites.
I see.
We prefer... We like to work with our hands. We do enjoy that aspect of things when it comes to our personal works. Only a coded doll can trust their own work, and we prefer to be hands-on in that particular category.
I see.
And they do excellent jewelry.
Indeed we do. I make some very fine armors myself.
As Quibble from the Antonia Vale server wants to know, why do the coded doll women... bear the children of human men to make the half-elves. Actually, I've always believed that the half-elves
The half-elves were human.
From any elven parent, actually, not just the high elves.
Yeah, but they're from any elven parent, but for the most part, if it's between a high elf and a human, it's the human is the woman. Now, to get on this particular subject about this and as to why there are so many high half-elves, high elves, like any other long-lived species, we do tend to take everything we do very, very seriously. We literally will spend centuries practicing our technique.
So what you're saying is the human girls just cannot resist your technique.
Oh, no, they can't.
I see. That's why Jethel has so many girlfriends, you see. He's been around a long time.
Yes, indeed you have.
And I think Elkling can attest to Jethel's skills.
Oh, yes.
And yes, I will say that in my youth, I had my share of lovers before I met my enchantress.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as any elf, I did learn everything there was to know about that particular subject.
Alright. Gestation period. How long does it take to make a Kawada doll baby?
Our average gestation period is about a year. We tend to gestate a little longer than the other races.
I'm being asked by a couple of people if you're online right now.
Yes, indeed I am.
Okay, you want to say something in the guck.ogr channel so people can yell at you for a while?
Yeah.
Do high elf scouts do it from behind?
We don't use scouts. That's what the fear doll are for.
Oh, I see.
So you do wood elves from behind then?
Oh, yes.
That's what you're saying?
Now, I personally have not indulged in a fear doll relationship, but the rumor is, yeah, we do.
I think Jethel has, like, God, maybe two or three high elf friends that are really close. You must meet Lady Femme sometime from the Kindred on the Etonian Mail server. Very regal, very, very, very noble, and very, very nice woman.
Be nice to meet her sometime. But I am officially taken. There's
No. She's not.
That.
She's she says she's an elder. She's an elder in silly things such as love and stuff like that are beyond her at this point. Well, I shouldn't say such as love, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand.
Relationships are behind her now, so. But she's a very lovely woman.
I have no doubt.
Okay, I've got another question here. On a plane says that they hear the high elves might be building some kind of large spire here soon in the Loping Plains. What's up with that? Especially interesting considering that they hear the spires to the continent of the Eurydice Raids.
The eventual trip to Otis.
Yes. So why are you building spires to a race that you
you despise?
Personally, I wouldn't be building them. But the reason for this, as I imagine, will be because of the recent books that we've discovered in the ventures with the their apparent new nexus that they tried to create, which is probably the reason for all our recent problems. That would be a reason to go there, to find out what they've screwed up this time, and figure out how to fix it. Again.
They didn't learn the first time.
They never learned. They're such children. They just cannot be trusted with magical ability. The only erudite mage that I have ever had any real respect as far as their capabilities was Alcabor. And he blemished that with that little assistant of his.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am interested in how he managed to remove said assistant's magical capabilities, because if I ever find that out, I'm using it on the Erudite race.
Lobotomy.
There's a possibility.
Lobotomy?
Lobotomy. You take out the magic center of the brain.
And then do what with it?
The pineal gland.
You should probably just squish it in your hand, actually, at that point.
He ate it to obtain his soul.
No, that would be an act of miracle there.
I see.
That's another actual erudite mage that I would show some healthy respect for.
Miracle? Miracle.
I would show him respect simply on the fact of what he's capable of. Sure. It'd almost be like the Terror Doll. I'd hate him for what he is, but I'd have to respect the talent.
Mm. You know, I despise you, but I can't deny your power.
Exactly.
So you're groveling to Miracle!
Oh, it isn't groveling? I'd have to respect his power healthily because I know what he's capable of, but other than that, I would probably, first available opportunity, remove his head from his shoulders.
I see.
And then I'd have to find that phylactery thing. But he's an erudite. He's probably got it in some obvious place where he thinks it's out of everybody's range and it's not.
Mm-hmm. Like right outside his chamber? Oop, did I say that?
Oh, yes, the phylactery that he made out of the Eternal Prism. Cleverly done, actually. And to go on further on that aspect, what form did Miracle take when he went back to the past?
I couldn't tell you.
He was a coded doll.
I see.
Even he knew that we are the superior race.
Oh, stop.
So that's just the way that works. We are the superior race. Now, the only other race I think that I would wager would come close to what we are would be the Fear Doll.
Of course, we're awesome. It,
yeah, you are our... You're still beneath us, but you're just one rung below us.
I see. You know what I always figured it was? The Kota Doll are like the royalty and stuff. You're like... And then the Fear Doll are like your President Clinton's cousins, you know?
Yes, that's about right.
So, you know, you want the intelligence, you want the arrogance and stuff, you go with the Kota Doll. And then if you really want a party, you come to the Fear Doll.
Well, we throw our fair share of parties, they're just not nearly as wild
as parties involves cheese and wine and classical music and stuff. There's no one getting naked dancing on a table at your parties.
Fair enough. There is no one, you know, getting naked and dancing on the tables.
If we want people naked, getting naked, dancing on tables, damn it, we haul out Xanadide. No! Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry, I just had to do that. Elkman, do you have any more questions for this pompous jackass?
Pompous.
Cake,
I'm hardly pompous.
Cake or pie?
Cake or pie?
Pie.
Good, right. Because the cake lies.
The cake is
they
a
make,
lie.
The Kaplings are good for this. They do make some good jum jum pie.
Very true.
As a matter of fact, it's well known that since we do enjoy the finer things in life, I do pretty consistently have jum jum pies delivered to my home.
So what you're saying is you have a halfling slave! You've enslaved the poor little halfling who is doing nothing but baking pies for you!
I did not enslave her. I pay her well, thank you very much. Just like I pay the gnomes that bring me my steam font spring water for my bath.
Oh my god! Why can't you just go over there and bathe, you know, in the geysers instead of having it hauled all the way in?
Because I don't want to deal with the harpies.
Do you know the harpies poo in that water anyway?
Well, that would be why I have it brought in, because I make sure it's distilled before it gets here.
So do you have a gnomish hot tub? Bubbles up and all that?
Oh, yes, I do. I will also say this, as far as our culture is concerned, I have a very close friend on my server. Mm-hmm. and her home is very well decorated with very fine art.
Okay.
I do make sure that I patron her home and make sure that she has some very wonderful artwork to display. But yeah, we do enjoy the arts, and we do take particular care in expressing our cultures to the other people.
Okay, you know,
and you don't look up in the sky when it rains, right? I mean, you don't stand outside looking up, right?
No, we don't.
Okay, just checking.
You drown with your nose up in the air. But, okay, we've been yapping it up for an hour here. We're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a music break. When we come back, more about high elves and pie. I never thought I'd be talking about pie with high elves.
Really, Jum Jum pie is delicious.
You are not allowed to have Jum Jum pie. It is for the common man.
Jum Jum pie is not for the common man. Apple and ciders and stuff like that, those pies are for the common man, but Jum Jum pie is, that's upper echelon. That is reserved for us.
Ha! I grew up in Riverville, sir, and I say Jum Jum pie is too good for you.
That's impossible.
Ha! All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a music break. We're going to be back in about 15 minutes, and we'll talk more about...
Stay tuned for more of the Gentle Silverwing Show right after this break.
RPGs, so geek out, it's killing me. In an Ark and Azeroth, sailed past the Argonath. Chase Hook as he chose his path, way back kicked Mike Tyson's ass. Wanted something different, he's gonna make his name. Sick to death of shooters, pumped up, hyped up kitty games. Roommate turned him on tonight, to something that's looking right. Not a waypoint on the map, look out, it started, he's losing all that.
And freeborn, you're a nice tall, halfling, short-leaf elves, high-wooded darts, waving, watch out for those sharks. Your mining underground, no clockwork running well. It's clear that he's obsessed with ever, obsessed with EverQuest.
Obsessed with EverQuest.
Leading his first dungeon raid, he'll never be the same. Talk about Ronnie I, friends thought he had a sty. He got in his attack, guildmates had his back. Goblins to the left and right, not going down without a fight. Staying up till 3 a.m. to fight the Darkpaw clan. Common lands had shown some nerve, give the lords what they deserve. Fear a lizard shows some balls, in Kazakh dudes halls. Can't be stopped, what's in store next? Level 80!
Logging in, feeling fine, since 1999, crafting swords, brewing beer, at the fanfare every year. That noob, starting to truly sense my gear is so cool. It's clear that he's obsessed, with ever, obsessed with EverQuest.
Time passes, game patches, when to track and not become a solo mob. I love the old days, hunting roleplay, sailing boats, riding rafts, trying to try World of Warcraft.
Nope.
Back to Kinos and Freeport. You're a nice tall and halfway short. The elves, high wood and dark, swimming, watch out for those sharks. No clockers running round, more tiles underground. It's clear that we're obsessed.
Obsessed with EverQuest.
Logging in and running fine. Since 1999. Crafting swords, growing bear. At the deck and EverQuest. That new start up to drool. This is my favorite EverQuest. It's clear that we're obsessed. With ever. Obsessed with EverQuest.
Come on, baby, come to me. Are you ready to rock? Are you ready to rock? Are you going to rock me? Come to rock me.
Greater beta, greater beta,
greater beta,
greater beta.
For hundreds of years, the missing elvish lamb
were raised and sounded by destiny's hand
to save glitter ground, bounty marched in band.
But now inherit the home by Dunari's hand.
Trash bone leave chance told us time today.
This is the anti-independence set for debate.
Marching forth, the clan to make the mark.
The nation poses rose up for the greater paper.
With the mortal forces boldly taking things at hand,
ravaging the plains with the mighty raiding band.
The council decide to turn their backs one day.
You'll fight the hand that feeds them, so you get away.
Like a gone to pieces from the Edville from home.
Hard gathered for war and wake up crying bones.
Avatars are played like pawns on a board.
An evil long awaited finally took up a sword.
Drag down the spires, bring chaos to the land.
Lucan grabbed his destiny across the sun.
Antonia rose to throne, but how could they know
that things were going real dark in the Great Invasion?
This boy in his castle with his bride so sweet.
Crush bone clan orcs in a powerful sea.
Defense tier dog forces with orcs will soon be massive.
The bounties in the fate in Kelleth and also be passive.
Out in Butcher Bog, bolts are waiting at the dark.
Hallowed him underground, creatures grow in stark.
Clockwork took Agenon, hear him ticking in the dark.
But Duna's roots grow in the great debate dark.
The mother had a secret, couldn't let her children fall.
The dragon she left to guard into her call.
The bloom waits await for the mountains to part.
The spring child called the mother to the great invader.
Tongans.
to the knees on Halaysians. Hey, not have fun.
Oh,
it's the Chinese like Ratongians.
All the tongues in temple streets.
Talk like Ratongans. Talk like Ratongans.
Productions presents The Real Men of NORAD.
Real Men of NORAD.
Today we salute you, Mr. Plays Female Characters Hoping to Get Flirting Gifts.
Mr. Plays Female Characters Hoping to Get Flirting Gifts.
When all other means of raising cash has failed, other people would give up. But you, yes, you remembered the alluring power of Wood Elf boobies.
So round, bouncy Perkins.
You've sacrificed your manhood time and time again, shamelessly dancing with guys from Kinos to the Plain of Sky, just for a few silvers.
Hey, sweetie, wanna date?
You've brought shame and disgrace to your guild and friends, not to mention that poor gnome last week, and what was with the gear oil?
Oh, man, that's nasty!
So please, count your silvers and gold, buy that new sword, and just pray to Tenere that your wife doesn't know how to check your chat log.
Mr. Plays Female Characters Hoping to Get Flirting Gifts.
Mysterious Ranger Productions is not associated with that.
And we're back. I'm back. Are you back?
I'm front.
Yes, I'm...
Okay,
and
well,
I decide.
Alright. Alright, so... So you were entertaining some questions while we were off the air... Any doozies? Any good ones?
Well, mostly some. Frogluck was referring to swamp ale and how to make it. And while it does sound decent, I'm not really sure with the name how good it really is, but I will give it a shot. I will promise to try it at least.
Gonna try some swamp water.
Well, I'm hoping I don't have to use the swamp water.
See. Yuzrock from the Antonio Vale server wants to know, what dost thou think of trolls?
They are evil, wretched, slimy creatures that need to be gotten rid of as quickly as humanly possible.
Finally, we agree on something.
I cannot stand those things.
We agree on something, finally. Alright. So,
And so we will band together, and we will rid the lands of the trolls forever.
I will gladly fight with you on that one.
For you are a Highlander.
I do live forever, don't I?
Here we are.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the Rilicky. Someone wants to know about the Rilicky? The Roelicky predecessor. The Roelicky. They are, well, since we haven't really seen them yet, as far as we know, they would be, I would almost be afraid to face one.
Really?
They have psionic power.
Ooh.
And I really wouldn't want to have to try and scrub my brain of what they might put in there. I mean, they're Rotungas. I do not want to walk down a tunnel and have my thoughts be consumed with shinies and cheese.
They could have you being fascinated with Lindberger.
That's some very nasty stuff.
And shinies. Oh, the shinies coins, yes.
I'd be staring at my armor all day.
You really want to confuse the hell out of Rotunga, give him a mirror.
Oh, the
is that how you got cheesed into the time machine thing that you built? You put a mirror in the back of it, you ran into it voluntarily?
It's got a disco ball in the center of it.
Oh, the shinies! It's shiny!
What, you just didn't push him in it like you did me?
Well, you deserved it.
What?
And look what you did. You sent her back.
Let's not go there.
We're going there! You ruined everything!
You pushed me in!
Damn you, and number one rule of time travel, don't touch crap!
Don't talk to anybody, don't touch anything, just observe.
God, that was funny. What show was that? Crap, Family Guy, I think. Someone got sent back in time and sneezed on a dinosaur, and all the friggin' dinosaurs died. And like, ooh,
it was Family Guy.
It's like, ooh,
Peter got
one.
Sent back.
No, it was not Family Guy. It was Simpsons.
Homer.
Okay. Something with the toaster too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm gonna pay for that one.
Yes, he passes gas, and all the dinosaurs fell over like dominoes.
Alright. I do want to bring something to people's attention. I did mention in the OGR channel a few days ago, a friend of mine sent me on a journey to the Unrest server over off the Common Lands, the Evil Tier 3 Guild Hall, Equestrian Prep. Elquin, what do you think about that guild hall?
The one that built outside the walls?
They found a way to get outside of the walls.
I heard of that.
It's incredible. It's so cool that they built in the Common Lands.
They built a little village in the Common Lands. It looks awesome.
We spent an hour and a half from my guild hall trying to figure out how to get beyond those walls once we heard about that.
Well, apparently you can go up high enough and get over them, but then you have the obstacle of another invisible wall out there that bounces you back. That's the one they got around, somehow.
Apparently the devs know about it, and they're not going to do anything about it. Matter of fact, they just give them kudos for figuring it out.
Kudos for being extremely clever.
I don't trust that.
So, I don't know what they did or how they got around that wall, but congratulations, Equestrian Prep on the Unrest server. If anyone has any spare alt slots, make an alt over in Freeport on the Unrest server. Go to the Tier 3 Hall. They're called Equestrian Prep. They've done a fantastic job. I think it looks great. And I wish I knew how the hell you did that. You know, that's actually...
They're good all.
During the fanfare, I had talked to Domino and, you know, suggested to her, look, if you guys are going to make like a Tier 4... That's what you do. You give us a blank zone.
That would be incredible.
That would rock. Give us a blank... I mean, not the entire size of the common lands, which, by the way, they have. They have, like... Well, I'd say 90% of the common lands is just doesn't have any water or doesn't have any buildings or anything. But that's pretty much what they have. They have the entire damn show.
I could rebuild Felwithe out there.
Well, it would be, like, built out of, like, redwood dividers and stuff, but I suppose you could. But it wouldn't be on your beloved Greater Faedark.
Unfortunately not. We'll just have to outlive the Renda doll. We'll claim it after that.
It must be destroyed. Destroyed they will be, yes.
Well, you've heard about that, haven't you? The Renda doll, their lifespans have become finite.
Ooh.
They only live for 90-something years.
Then all you need to do is dump something in their water supply to make them sterile, and eventually they'll die out.
Well, eventually they'll die out anyway. They can't possibly sustain themselves, especially since they don't let anybody in. There's only so many women to go around.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so what else do we have for the High Elf Know-It-All? Any questions? Any solutions? Any suggestions? I have a solution. Solution to the population problem. Death penalty for parking violations.
We don't have parking violations.
Oh, that's just an old joke. That's all right. Zal Arid. What do you think of Zal Arid, the assistant researcher or something? Clorny is asking from the Befallen server.
The assistant.
Master lore guy Clorny.
Was that the assistant, or was that the actual semi-intelligent erudite? I think that was the actual intelligent one that was telling them building the Nexus was a bad idea. Him I like, and I like it because he actually did the research, he found it was a bad idea, and instead of doing the typical erudite thing of, let's build it anyway, he said, no, we shouldn't do this. Although, that history repeats itself again, they did it anyway. And managed to distort their entire continent this time. Instead of just blowing a chunk of it to the moon. They'll never learn. And that's another thing with their superiority over us.
Mm-hmm.
I live virtually forever. I've been around for 900 years. When their great-great-grandfathers were first learning their basic spells, I had already mastered what their grandfathers learned in their lifetimes.
Yeah,
how could they possibly
take that,
be here?
You Uridite bastards! By the way, do I have anyone signed up to talk about Uridites? Let me see. That's going to get interesting here. Let me see here. Check my schedule here. I don't think I have anyone scheduled for Uridites yet.
Oh, and I'll have you know, Nicotel, no Ratanga has ever taken a shiny out of my home.
Yeah! You sneaky little Tonga. I like Nicky. He's cool. No, I don't have anyone signed up for Uridite, Arisai, Barbarian, Half-Elf, Karen, Ogre, Troll, or Wood Elf yet. So still plenty of spots open.
I will be looking forward to seeing the Erudites try to defend themselves.
Defend yourself, Erudite scum.
I'm going to be incredibly interested in what their possible good explanation is for what happened with the hole.
They wanted a deep pit. they were sitting around, they were bored. They were all bored one day and just, you know what would be really fun? If when you're entering our city, just a deep pit right there. What do you think? It's either that or like Clorny's saying that there was probably something to do with the mining. Like, you know what? Mining this area kind of sucks. What happens, you think, if we just blow the whole thing up? I don't know. Let's give it a shot and find out.
That would not surprise me.
But how would we do it?
magic.
I think part of it was that they were experimenting on the Karens, and that was their way of getting rid of the evidence.
Ah, I see. So they were trying to create a master furry race.
Probably a warrior type race, a grunt like what are they? The Nightbloods, Brathok. Erudites are frail little creatures. They don't fight very well. Except for the Deepwater Knights. They actually put up a decent fight. And just for future reference, if anybody pays attention, never, ever upset a cleric of Praxis when you know you have to take a ship back home. It won't bode well for you.
No, probably not.
Now, I will say, going back to Otis, I am particularly interested to see if there are any remnants of the Vashir.
Well, what I want to know about the Vashir and the Karens, of course, and we got to get somebody from the to represent the Karens on the show here, is why the hell were the Karens so short 500 years ago and now they're really big? Jethil was taller than the Kara.
Well, that was supposedly part of the breeding between the Vashir and the typical Karen. They gained some height, they gained some muscle mass, their faces got horribly distorted, and they seemed to lower a little bit on their intellect. But that was generally the idea. Now, I recall hearing at one point, I don't know which developer said it, mentioned that there was one Beast Lord, that cursed word, one Beast Lord left alive. There's one.
Oh, really?
And I think if there is one left alive, it's a Karen or Vashir.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So I would be interested in meeting them. And I'd be interested in seeing if any of the Vashir bloodline is still relatively pure. They couldn't have all inbreeded with the Karens. Surely some of them had their own family lines.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that maybe we'll actually get to see a Vashir.
Well, we shall find out.
And I was actually pleasantly surprised to hear that Erudin no longer belongs to the Erudites.
Oh, no?
No, apparently the Erudin is some kind of a dungeon or dungeon setup that's been taken over, and one of the many creatures we may encounter in there, I think, will be the Beholder.
I see.
And it serves them right.
So everyone's lost their homes to something just wicked about. And evil, except for the Fear Doll. We lost our homes to the cute and cuddly.
And you lost your home. Well, you didn't really lose your home. Your home kind of burned to the ground.
There is that, yeah.
You just rebuilt it, and there was just more of them at the time than there were of you, and you just kind of basically said, we don't feel like fighting. we don't feel like ripping your wings off and throwing you out of our city. Let's see, and Nuriak is still under the control of the Tear Doll.
Of course.
Fortunately. Even though Queen Kristanos apparently is mad with power.
But you know what? She's, you know, just really finely shaped mad with power, though.
She's a megalomaniac.
With a great body.
Now, I will point this out, and I found this to be quite amusing.
What's that?
When the Dark Light Pact was first signed, and we learned that Opal Darkbriar had been shipped off to Lucan for what would be a farce of a trial, but she was still going to get one anyway, I had predicted then that Kristanos did not willingly give her up or give her up without plans to get her back. And that's exactly how it turned out, wasn't it? She had the Ebon Mask break Opal out of jail. which was the assassin. And, well, of course, you eventually kill her. I was not pleased with that particular outcome. But yeah, essentially, she was sent over so that Kristanos would get Lucan out of her hair. And then they just basically broke her out of jail and brought her right back. Hmm. That's a tear doll for you. You cannot trust them. There's never a thing they do that does not have fine print or some loophole back alley deal that they're going to make to screw you with. And they did it to Lucan.
Well, Lucan freaking deserves it. He's an ass.
Well, yes, he does deserve it, but he also is in control of a considerable army, and he wields the Soulfire. He's not exactly a pushover.
Oh, he wields the Soulfire because he stole it!
Yes,
he stole it from the Avatar, who was already dead. He was like, oh, look, Avatar! Ooh, Soulfire! I think I'll take this now. Hey, look, everyone! I have the Soulfire! Let me lead your city! And all the morons in Freeport went, oh, okay, Lucan, you can have the city now. We give up! Oh, please don't hurt us!
Yes, unfortunately.
Excuse me, I have to do it. Morons.
Yes. Lucan, who thinks himself a god. That's another person I would love to get my hands on. Lucan Delair, I remember facing him 500 years ago and kicking the shit out of him. I'd love to do it again.
Last year, I logged Jethel back in for the first time in a long time in EQ1, and had to, I just had to go into Freeport and kick his ass.
That was a ritual with me. Every trip through Freeport, if Lucan Delair dared to be there, he got a beating. And my enchantress friend, she had a thing for Equestrial the Corrupted. Every time we went through the Lesser Feydark, Equestrial had to die.
Yeah, every time I had the, or still have, I should say, the Tolan's Darkwood breastplate, which of course supports you back to the Lesser Feydark, and Equestrial had to die. Every time I log into EQ1, Grimfeather has to die. Just on general principles now. Oh, hun, did I tell you that I actually took out Grimfeather by myself in Tonica?
Finally?
Kicked his ass. Actually, I did. I wiped the fucking floor with him. He barely did shit to me. Was it when you hit 70 or 80 when we went back to see if we can get him? And he kicked our ass royally.
Yeah, Grimfeather was no pushover.
Nope. But oh yeah, I went as soon as I hit 80, my first trip was to Antonica to see if Grimfeather was up, and I wiped the floor with him. It was great. I wish I would have had my video recording going. Wiped
just
the floor
to get
with Grimfeather.
Whoop Grimfeather's ass.
Damn right.
And you didn't end up like the drunken dwarf in Cheese at that time.
Actually, wait a minute, you got that wrong. Elquin had done an interview with Grimfeather, and Dwarf and Cheez-It forgot to go help Jethel out. Jethel got his ass kicked, and that's good.
I thought that was part of the Far Back Weather Report for,
No, it was an interview that Elquin had done.
Ah. Well, I beg forgiveness for forgetting that particular aspect.
That's all right. Elquin, what else do you have for our distinguished guest?
I'm all out of questions.
All out of questions.
I'm surprised.
Have anything to say? Any comments? Solutions? Suggestions? Limericks?
There once was a man from Nantucket.
And there's the mature warning label.
Exactly.
Hey now!
There once was a high elf from Felwyn.
I will say one of the interesting aspects about elves, as far as our relationships go, is when we choose our mate, our life mate, and we do mate for life, we have what develops, is we call it a true bond, mm-hmm. is what develops with us. And it's amazing to see in action, particularly in combat. But as mates, we become so attuned to each other that we can share almost a emotional and intellectual rapport. If for example, if I'm in one room and you and my mate are in another room and you slap her across the face for whatever reason, I will know, even if I don't see it, even if I don't hear it, and there will be repercussions. But now, we share this bond.
But you see, a bond like that is detrimental, though. What if you both go into combat, she gets hit, you feel it, you become distracted?
That is part of the detrimental effects, but this is the other interesting aspect of combat. In combat, we become so attuned to each other that we can do things that you wouldn't believe possible without one of us physically injuring the other. I'll put it this way. For example, you and Eloquin, you're both rangers. You dual wield weapons.
Yes.
If you were to stand, if you had this bond and were to stand back to back to one another, you would be able to attack a full 360 degrees. You'd be able to use your swords behind you, to your sides, anywhere that you could move your arm without fear at all of hurting Eloquin.
Now you're just making crap up.
Oh, no, she would be able
I have
to know.
Fought with Eloquin all along, and she gets me killed.
Not all the time.
Death!
No!
Bye, Snoo-Snoo. No,
you wish.
I can set you up with some trolls that will do that for you.
Okay, let me ask you this. And this is a very serious question.
Yes.
What do you think of Delmon?
I don't really know Delmon all that well, to be honest with you.
You don't know.
I mean, I've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to your parody songs with him. But other than that, I really don't know him all that well.
What do you think of me?
I find you to be very humorous, a very well-rounded elf. I enjoy your company. You would definitely be on the list for parties and social gatherings.
All right, now, from now on, any guest who comes on the show must share those views.
You'd have to bring the band, though.
Of course.
And the new racial respect for high elves from Delmon, they're actually very well. If you're playing pretty much any race that is typical of the high elves. If you're playing like a high elf assassin or a high elf ranger or a high elf rogue or some sort, yeah, you may be disappointed. But for their healers, the tanker types and the mage types, they really didn't do anything horribly wrong with us.
I got a question here from on the plane. Wants to know that, do you believe that you are the smarter race, and how do you compare it to the intelligence of the Shizar?
We are the more intelligent race than the Shishar, and it's not so much the intelligence of their abilities. They were incredible magic users. As a matter of fact, their emperor is known to actually have slayed a god, which speaks very much of their power. The problem with their intellect is that they became too arrogant. You may consider us arrogant, but we're not really arrogant per se. We simply, that implies that we think we're better. We simply know we're better than most of the races that are there. We live longer. It's a given. We will know more than you. We will have done more than you. We live 3 and 4 and 5 times your lifespans. You can't possibly know more. But the Shishar, who were a finite race, they did not live nearly as long as the elves do. They thought they were better than everybody else because of their power. Not because they knew how to use it, but just because they had it. They're like erudites. Which is what brought their downfall. They tampered with things they shouldn't be tampering with. They thought they were stronger than they really were. and the green mist was the result.
You're just making friends all over the place, aren't you?
Well, I'm sure. Who's but
gonna,
I mean, really, they have earned that disdain.
There's going to be like a group of people with picketing signs outside your door.
I am expecting as much. I'll have the Kinos guard posted outside to keep the riffraff at least far enough away so I can leave my building.
Putting an emergency exit in that new room you're going to get tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. But we just have these explanations. Is the High Elves, we do seem, of course, that we are arrogant. I will give them that. We do seem arrogant. We do seem very haughty. But we've earned that right. I've talked to younger paladins serving Mar, younger human paladins. They express their great joy at these new techniques that they've mastered, at these new skills that they've learned. They think that they are, you know, Methaniel Mar's right hand incarnate. And you look at them and you say, I learned that 6 centuries ago. That's all you can do?
Nice.
And they get upset with you about it. It's stating a simple fact.
I'm getting tired, actually.
What?
Oh, just tired. I've exerted a lot of energy. I got it! You're a psychic vampire! You're draining my will to live! With all your talk of high elves.
Now. That's just because you have to wrap your intellect around the words. Here's someone. Jaxissa? Is that how you pronounce that one?
Jaxissa, yes.
Jaxissa?
Mm-hmm. From the Legion of Mythicor, yes.
The intelligence compared to gnomes. We are intellectually, on a magical level, more intelligent than the gnome. Technologically speaking, yes, they are superior to us in that particular aspect. The problem with their superiority is, again, like the erudites in that respect, they don't know when to stop. They got kicked out of their home by their own creations because they built them to become too intelligent. They just don't know when to stop tinkering. If they could learn to when to stop tinkering, I would place them on an equal intellectual level with us.
But you must concede, though, that when it comes to, you know, comparing you to a gnome, the gnomes are more clever.
Yes, I will give them that they are more clever.
Otherwise, you would have thought about tinkering, and not the gnomes.
I tinkered myself a few times and built some devices, but
hey,
mostly...
I don't want to know how you tinker yourself.
Do you tinker with both hands or two? Or one?
And what grade gear oil do you use?
You should know of that question. We use the grade A gear.
Of course.
We only use the best. And it's one hand.
Hear that, huh?
The
one-hander.
You're to play the piano. And do other things.
So you tinker while you play the piano.
Well, of course, the music inspires.
And maybe you should try that.
What's that?
So maybe you should try that.
I missed it, sorry. I kind of zone out every once in a while.
And Clorny wants to know the idea on the humans.
Yes, how do you feel about the humans, almighty high elf?
They're manual labor for the most part. They this is for the most part. Now, there are many humans who are very, very capable. I will admit that. The Kinos Guard does their job and does their job well. The Concordium has a lot to learn. and so do the, what is it, the Celestial group. I forget them since they, Trinair is not highly appreciated there. I tend to neglect them. But they could learn, they could stand to learn some more, but they, for the most part, the average human is little more than manual labor for us.
I see.
And it's simply because experience. We've been here longer. A lot of the silly mistakes you're going to make in the next 2 years of your life, we made 300 years ago and learned from.
So you're saying you're vastly superior to the humans. You're superior to everyone is what you're saying.
Well, of course. The only race that even really can match to us on any real level is the Tyr Dall. Then they were crafted, of course, after us. Our dark mirror.
I don't know about you. I do want to wish a fond welcome to new listener and member of the Knights of the Holy Storm, my old guild from Ilarissimar server on EQ1, the longest lasting roleplay guild in the history of Norrath. Agravar, thank you for joining us tonight. Knights of the Holy Storm. He recently returned to the game. He just logged on, and I know he's listening right now. So, welcome. Let's see here. I'm getting a question here from Matharius from the Antonia Bale server. If he's so better than the humans, then why do we have... Why do we have our homes... Oh, okay. If you're so better than the humans, then why do the humans still have their homes while you lost it?
Now. Humans still have their homes only by the grace of gods. As a matter of fact, if you will recall, my friend, the Rallosian War, both human cities were losing that fight until the Green Mist showed up. Even with the Avatar of War's fall, you were outnumbered vastly.
And it
can be said for Kinos.
In the Elven defense, I have to say, you cannot blame us for a natural disaster. You know, outside of the wars and stuff like that, you know, the Faedra was torn apart.
That is true.
You can't blame us for natural disasters. However, you can blame the Erudites for natural disasters.
Yes, you can.
You know, what would look really good right about here is a giant hole. I don't know, that sounds kind of risky. What do you think? I think we ought to try it. Well, all right. Boom! God.
And not to mention this, that not only did we experience the natural disasters, the rending that tore apart our continent to begin with, but yeah, while you guys were dealing with the Rallosians, we dealt with the Tyr Dall, the War of the Fae. We dealt with the Tyr Dall, and we dealt with the Orcs of Crushbone. And unlike what had the humans were simply outnumbered and they got run over. We had to actually be forcefully, stealthily invaded. They had to actually plan probably centuries or decades in advance to have a shot at sacking Fowith. All the Rallosians had to do was show up.
Questions for the High Elf. Anyone else have any questions? Show's almost over here, folks. Let's see. I've got nothing left. I've gone through my little notes. What's this here? That is a bit off subject there, Coney. Wants to know what servers are coming now for maintenance. I have no idea. I guess I'll know.
The High Elves would know that?
We would know when you can't log in.
Now, Mithraeus, now you would have been overrun. The Order of Dermar did not stop the overrunning. As a matter of fact, if you'll recall, Lucan led his Lucanic Knights and routed the Order of Mar during the Battle of Defiance. That was one of the signs of his megalomania and madness, was the Order of Mar comes to help him, and he goes and tries to kill them. And as I do recall in that particular fight, it was the Order of Mar's actions alone that even made sure that the Avatar of War was defeated. They gave the Avatar of Tranquility, I believe it was, the time to catch a breather and take down the Avatar of War.
And then Lucan comes skipping up like the little girly man that he is. Oh, look, a flaming sword. Goes right with my flaming personality, yeah.
Indeed. I wish I had been at the Battle of Defiance.
Damn you, Lucan!
I would have stopped Lucan in his tracks.
And then Lucan will stand there behind his vast army and just shout with a bullhorn.
And then, and it all goes back to, we can still blame this on Eloquin.
No!
Damn you, Eloquin.
Well, I mean, you're partially to blame too for pushing her in there, but
hey,
you should have known the
time. I'll show that little lady. I'll show them all. God, I gotta line up that skit again. Play that after the show here. Same skits, interview.
And I did see that Eloquin got your mythical, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Your mythical bow.
Fine.
A feat that I believe Jethel hasn't yet accomplished?
No.
Nobody has Fable.
I have my Fable. I really don't have an interest in getting my Mythical. I'm not a big, raids. I don't like raids. I'm not going after the big loot. I'm more into the roleplay aspect of the game.
Watched my long-suffering days of...
Yes, but it's not like that anymore for the quest. I mean, if someone comes up to me and goes, hey, we're going after this, and I happen to look, hey, I need that for my ammo, then I might go. But, I'm more into the roleplay aspect of the game, and I'm just not interested in going through a whole big rigmarole just to spam the server with my epic completed thing.
But it's a wonderful weapon.
Oh, yeah, it is.
My epic was entirely too easy, actually. I was rather surprised.
Delmon is saying that I'm not getting my mythical done because I'm lazy. Not lazy.
Now, the final VP mythical kill for the ranger is the last mob before Trachanon, so it ain't like it's just walk in there and slap it around.
I need some more ale!
Unless you like to slap it around, sorry.
One hand or two, and what crate of gear oil? time to open some ale. Oh, there
Real twice fruit.
You know what? I know I've mentioned it on the show before, but it's just funny as hell that Grimwell from Sony hates that noise that I make. He just hates it. I actually got that from Sam Kinison.
I remember that skit.
God, I miss Sam. You know what the ironic thing with Sam Kinison was? His entire act was telling people to drink and drive, do drugs, and how he's never getting married again, and crap like that. And he gets killed by a drunk driver on his honeymoon. That's irony.
Irony.
That's irony you don't find on Alanis Morissette albums. You sold 2 million records. Buy a dictionary. Isn't it ironic? No, it's not. Oh, let's see here. I had a comment back here. Let's see. Agavar wants to knock the rust off and drag me out to Trachanon to get my bow. All right. Well, we'll see.
I dragged you up to far.
Trachanon?
No, that's what he just said.
No, you need Surga, then you need VS, and then you need the last dragon in VP.
Enroll.
I would honestly just be happy to get to the next step on the Shadow Odyssey Chapter 5. I've had this quest forever.
Oh, where are you?
I'm on Chapter 6, and I'm still struggling.
Yeah, I have to get the runes from the different instances.
Yes, I'm on Chapter 8 myself. So I had to beg, plead, and scratch to people to let me tank.
Yeah, so we're going to we're going to forgive Aggravar for getting the name of the mob wrong. He has been gone from EverQuest for a couple of years. I don't think there were epics when he left.
Don't know.
Yeah, he moved on to Warcraft, and then what the hell is that? Warhammer Online and stuff like that. So he's back now. See, I keep telling you, you're always coming back to EQ, baby. Just like my song says, always coming back to EverQuest. You're in a world now.
I have a non-high elf question, more of a tank question.
Okay.
Okay.
Lower Gak. Been there?
Ooh. Yes.
Okay. The froggy with the blood. Any tips?
The tips with him. All right. First off, you have to have one person who's up on that little fountain of blood.
Right.
To get that goo that you throw at him.
Right.
And what you really want to do, and it's going to sound kind of, you know, he doesn't sound right for what he does. What you really want to do is you want to gather around your tank.
Yeah.
In a close circle. Because that little attack he does when he teleports.
Right.
He does it whenever he's Aggrodon. But if you're within melee range of me when he does that because he roots himself, I can keep aggro on him. So he
won't zap around?
So he won't. No, he'll zap around, but he won't hit the person he zaps to. I can get aggro right back instantly.
Oh, hang on a sec. I gotta tell the group I'm in.
Oh, is that where you are now?
Yeah, you gather around the tank, and you may have to move a little bit to occasionally so that you can get the aggro. But as long as he's within, as long as I'm like the closest to him, or the tank is really close to him and can hit him melee wise, mm-hmm. they should be able to snap aggro right back to him. When he ports around like that.
Okay, well, the show's just about over here. Raymir, do you have anything that perhaps we didn't touch on that you wanted to mention about the High Elves?
We are not just the superior race, but we're also the best dressed race.
The best dressed race.
Yes. We take pride in our clothing as much as we do anything else.
Well, you know what, though? I think the Karens have something on you on that one. Because, you know, I've met and talked to many Kara women who are just in the belief of just the opposite. That less is more.
Well, that's because they have that fur pattern that they want to show off.
Mm-hmm. I know at least one Kara lady who hangs out at Saya's Hammer, which is going on right now, by the way. Saya's Hammer in Nettleville. Go visit Saya. It's a great little Karen bar there. She has great times and open stage and stuff like that. I plan on going there tonight. I know a couple that have actually been arrested by the Kinos Guard for going around in nothing. Why? They have nothing to hide.
It is also that I'm sure clothing on top of that fur probably gets incredibly hot.
Probably.
I mean, I'm surprised I don't see more Karens passing out from the exhaustion.
I couldn't imagine being a Kara and wearing plate. I mean, I imagine it would just tear the hair off me in certain pinchy places, you know what I mean?
I've thought about the same thing with the Karens in that way. I watch them and it's like, I can't believe you're wearing that. That's got to be hell to get, and especially when you got to get it custom made for your tail.
Mm-hmm. Although I do have to say, I zoned into Lava Storm last night, and I saw I'm not sure if she's still in the channel here. I saw her earlier, Lintessa is a Karen female. I didn't know that, by the way. I don't think I'd ever come face-to-face with her before. And I've got to say, she was wearing the chainmail that they really custom-fitted the chainmail to those Karens. Just, wow. I thought Jethel's clothes were tight.
Well, that's probably more to do with her personal style.
Could be.
I mean, I make armor, so I do know that there are many, many, particularly women, who prefer that their armors be made more form-fitting.
Hmm.
And it's mostly to entice the males.
Of course. You know what I love about living at 5 Illiteracy Lane?
No.
I've got, like, a trio of NPCs out here. Morgessa, Albrecht, and Percivus. Every time I leave my house, they cheer and hail me. So I got my own little my own little fan section right outside my house, and I came out today and they were all in unison, just cheering me in unison.
Well, you are Lord Jethel. They do show their respects.
They should show their respect.
They should show respect to any elf. Just more so in the case of the Coat of Dal.
They have shown me great honor.
Yes, they do the same for me when I leave my home.
Well, that's just because, you know, it's not exactly you. You know, they're looking at you going, do you know that on the Antonia bail server, Jethel lives in this house? Yay! They're sharing that, you see.
Oh, are you sure that you don't have that reversed?
I'm pretty sure, actually.
The mighty Rainmare Windrider?
I don't know. I don't see you with any albums.
If you'd heard my singing voice, you would know why.
All right. Elquin, any shout-outs? Anything you want to say?
Oh, how about a shout-out to the Arcane Masters.
Arcane Masters. Rainmare, any shout-outs? Anyone you want to say hi to?
I would like to give a shout-out to Pillage, my guild, and in particular Lily, longtime friend of mine.
Lily.
Can I fire the catapult at someone, though?
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. Let me see here. Yep, okay.
Rivian. R-I-V-I-A-N.
Oh, Rivian. Okay. Okay, ready? Holler back there.
All right.
Let her go.
Go! Fire, fire!
Ah, damn it. You hit Lara.
Eh.
Not even on the right server, dude. You want to try it again?
Yeah, we'll give it another shot.
Alright, one more try. Pull her back!
See, the Karen brigands, we probably just ducked somewhere.
Okay, pull her back!
Pull her back.
Let her go!
Go! Did we hit him that time?
Got her!
Alright.
Ew.
Cow pieces everywhere. That's what you get here.
Cheese massacre.
That's what you get here at the Jethel Silverwing Show.
That was utterly bad.
Oh, God.
We're going to milk this one.
And we hit Lyra on purpose. That was intended because she will not admit she's a Frostfell elf.
Renita on the Antonia Bale server just made a comment. Does Lyra use bandages or wrapping paper? I like it.
I go for wrapping paper.
More than likely, I would say. Okay, so I'm making my way over to Saya's Hammer. I'm going to go and say hey to my friends over there. Of course, don't forget, I got to get in my plug here for everyone down there at the Maiden's Fancy in
Nariak.
Thursday night, make sure to check out the Maiden's Fancy. They have wine, women, and song, and Nicotel. Nicotel, why don't you go ahead and plug the Maiden's Fancy in the chat channel there? Because I can't remember anything.
Unfortunately, I will not be attending the Maiden's Fancy.
Why not?
It's in Nariak.
Well, yeah. I think it would be really weird if the Maiden's Fancy was in, like, Greater Fadark. That would be kind of weird.
Well, fair enough.
I mean,
if it was Freeport, maybe.
Well, I don't know. Then the Knights of Freeport would get involved and try to muscle them for money and stuff. And it'd be a big hassle. Okay, so I think, if nothing else, the three of us can agree, Lucan is an ass. Correct?
Yeah.
All right.
He's a cross-dresser.
He is. Well, that doesn't necessarily make him an ass, though.
True, it doesn't, but it does help.
No, let's not,
in his case, it helps.
Let's not insult the cross-dressers. I'm sure there are some very nice cross-dressers listening.
I'm sure there is. I'm just saying, in his particular case, because I'm sure he probably doesn't match or, doesn't look good even cross-dressing, so.
Actually, if you go ahead and watch the Greater Feydark Girls video, we actually caught him in drag at the end of the video.
And you were hitting on him.
I was not. I thought it was a girl.
Uh-huh.
That does not excuse you.
I see. I see how it is. All right, folks. So, check out the Maiden's Fancy on Thursday. I'll be there. And who knows? I might even perform. I performed last week. I might perform again.
Okay, that might be an enticement to go.
You want to see me take my clothes off? Is that what you're saying? Mr. High Elf.
Oh, that kind of
performance. No. It's not that kind of performance, actually. I just wanted to, make you uncomfortable a little bit. It's what I do. It's my job. Everyone thought my job was just being the guild leader.
That might not be a bad show to see either.
I see how you are.
Just to see you get embarrassed by having to do that.
I'm a wood elf, pal. We don't get embarrassed by nudity. You stuck up high elves do. Alright, folks. That's the end of the show for this week. Shout outs to the Legion of Kithagor. Great job going, guys. We're getting some new adventurers in. We're having fun. If you want to join the Legion of Kithagor, make sure you go to kithagor.org. Click the link for About the Legion so you know what we're all about. This is not Jethel's fan club. This is the Legion of Kithagor. Although I'm sure at some point we are going to have to make a guild called Jethel's Fan Club.
I would not be surprised.
All right, guys. That's it for this show for this week. I'll have the podcast up and running as soon as I can. As far as Brass and talking about dwarves, we're going to have to reschedule. She was having scheduling issues last week anyway, which is just as well because my computer bit the big one and had to reformat and stuff like that.
I was disappointed at that.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. So let's see. Next week, we're going to be talking all about humans.
Humans?
What don't we already know about human?
Well, I'm sure we'll find out, won't we?
I need someone I can trust.
They eat porridge?
I need someone I can trust for these secret battle plans. You there! What's your name, sir? Human, sir! I like the cut of your jib. So, next week we'll be talking with Spirus as we talk about human. Who this human is, what does he want, what does he do? Is he one-hander, what grade lube does he use? Well, alright, that's it for this week's episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of Jelly Beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.
Don't you